see what we can do with this. We were talking about helium. So helium is an atom that has two electrons. And it's fairly simple to write down the Hamiltonian for helium. There's the two kinetic energy terms here, and one for each electron. And then there's the interaction between the first electron in the positive nucleus. And this has got a minus sign in front of it because it's an attractive interaction. And then there's the Coulomb interaction with the second electron in the nucleus. And then there's the repulsive electron-electron interaction, and that's got a plus sign in front of it. And in the last lecture, then, I looked for solutions to this differential equation, the Schrodinger equation. And it turns out that this is one of the differential equations where there's not a solution that can be expressed in simple functions. But we found an approximate solution by neglecting the electron-electron interaction. If you neglect the electron-electron interactions, then you can use atomic orbitals, which look a lot like the wave functions for hydrogen. It's got this same label. This is the 1s solution, or the 1s atomic orbital. And we found a two-electron wave function that looks like this. And in that approximation where you neglect the electron-electron interactions, it's easy to calculate the energy of these of this state. So it's just going to be two, because there are two electrons that have the same energy. Z in this case is 2. N is 1 because it's the S state. And then when you calculate this, you get the energy for the ground state of helium. What I'm going to do on the next few slides is try to do a better calculation of this. And the simplest way to do a better calculation is to take this wave function and just evaluate it with the Hamiltonian at the top, including the electron-electron interactions. So you just perform an integral like this. And when you do that, you get an answer of minus 74 eV, which is much closer to the true answer for the ground state of helium.